airchecks.com.
Classic Rock 102.3. It's Steely Dan, my old school. And hello there, and happy Thursday. I'm Mike Hotaling, and we're in the middle of a long set of classic rock here. Something you want to hear, 476-1023. Hey, that's the number you can reach me here tonight and every night as we continue on with our long set. How about some Kansas? This one's Point of No Return from the album of the same name, Classic Rock 102.3. Classic Rock 102.3. It's the Beatles, Day Tripper. Of course, Paul McCartney's got a new album out called Flaming Pie. That's set to be released any day now. And a couple of the songs are going to be featured in the upcoming film Father's Day, which stars Robin Williams and Billy Crystal. Well, I'm Mike. We're going to continue on with this long set of classic rock with some Stones. Classic Rock 102.3. Classic Rock 102.3. It's 5:15. The Who from Quadrophenia. Wrapping up an extra long set of classic rock, and the theme of this year's Who Tour is going to be Quadrophenia. That's right, it's going to be played in its entirety, and then they're going to come on and play an encore of their greatest hits. And the big summer tour kicks off July 19th in St. Louis, Missouri. That's the Who on tour this summer. Well, I'm Mike Hotaling, and we want to talk a little bit here about the Classic Rock 102.3 preview party. Right, for the fifth annual Uncle Sam's Blues Jam. I just cannot spit it out, can I? All right, it's Classic Rock 102.3 having a preview party for the fifth annual Uncle Sam Blues Jam. And that's Saturday, April 26th, starting at 10 p.m. Alexander's Lounge at the Best Western, 6th Avenue in Troy. There's live music by Scotty Mack in the Rockin' Bonnevilles. You can go on over and win Classic Rock t-shirts, bumper stickers, and a whole lot more. It's happening this Saturday night, 10 p.m., Alexander's Lounge at the Best Western in Troy. It's the Classic Rock 102.3 preview party for the fifth annual Uncle Sam's Blues Jam in Troy. And speaking of the blues, how about we take us a blues break?
It's a House of...
Classic Rock 102.3. Oh, how I wish you were here. It's Pink Floyd from the disc of the same name. And I'm Mike Hotaling. We got another long set of classic rock here on the way. We do long sets for you every hour. You know that. That's why chances are you're tuned into Classic Rock 102.3. Coming up tonight, 9 p.m. Hey, it's Thursday night. That means Nightsides. And I got a couple of great ones for you. Led Zeppelin, Houses of the Holy in its entirety. And then the second disc tonight is the band Music from the Big Pink. It's Nightsides. 9 p.m. tonight, right here, Classic Rock 102.3. Classic Rock 102.3, and I used to be the most popular kid in my neighborhood because I was the only one that had the 45 of the Immigrant Song by Led Zeppelin. And of course, on the B-side is that song. And it wasn't released on any of their albums, and I had the 45, and of course, me being the record collector that I am, it was in mint condition, so everybody wanted a tape of it. And then, of course, the Led Zeppelin box set came out and just ruined my popularity, so now I'm a hermit again. Anyway, I'm Mike Hotaling, and yeah, this is Classic Rock 102.3. We're in the middle of a long set of classic rock here, and we announced the spec schedule earlier. And, well, at least partial spec schedule, at least what they gave us, we gave you. And part of that big list, Sunday, July 20th at Saratoga, it's Aerosmith, $34.50. That's for the amphitheater. And out on the grass, it's $22.50. And here is Aerosmith doing their epic Dream On Classic Rock 102.3. A little U2 just to remind you to pick up some tickets to go on our U2 concert caravan, the Pop Mart Tour, stopping at Giant Stadium Saturday, May 31st. Tickets are still available. Go to Music Shack, Central Avenue, Albany, or River Street in Troy, and you can hop on board our U2 concert caravan. All right, I'm Mike Hotaling. We're in the middle of a long set of classic rock, and I was talking with Dana in Latham, and she called to hear a little Dire Straits, and that's what we're going to do. But typical question that DJs always get asked You know, listeners like to put DJs right on the spot. What is your favorite song by blank band? Well, you know, naturally DJs like a lot of stuff by these bands. And, of course, she asked me, what's your favorite Dire Straits song? And, well, I said, well, let me see. I like Industrial Disease. I like Salt and Swing. She said, now, what's your favorite? And I said, wait a second. You're the listener. What's your favorite? And she said, this one. And you know what, Dana? I got to agree with you. It's Skate Away, Dire Straits, in the middle of a long set of classic rock. Classic Rock 102.3. Classic Rock 102.3. 30 years ago this year, The Doors debuted with that album, The Doors. Boy, you can't tell they had a little blues influence on that one, could you? And it's Backdoor Man, and I'm Mike Hotailing. And we got a couple of great songs coming up here. By request, 476-1023. Speaking of the blues, I just want to keep reminding you, this Saturday, April 26th, is Classic Rock 102.3's big preview party for the 5th annual Uncle Sam's Blues Jam. It all kicks off at 10 p.m. Alexander's Lounge at the Best Western, 6th Avenue in my hometown of Troy. I want to invite you over to my city of Troy. That's right. There's live music by Scotty Mack and the Rockin' Bonnevilles. You can win classic rock t-shirts, bumper stickers, and a whole lot more. It's our big Classic Rock 102.3 preview party for the 5th annual Uncle Sam Blues Jam this Saturday starting at 10 p.m. Alexander's Lounge. That's in the Best Western on 6th Ave in Troy. With Classic Rock 102.3. Classic Rock 102.3. It's the Allman Boys, For Me to Peach, One Way Out. And, of course, the Allman Brothers are going to begin touring on June 20th. And, of course, seeing that they're going to, like, kick off their tour on June 20th, of course, already there's been a shakeup in the band. Yeah. It's like one of those Murphy's Law kind of things. All right, we're going to go on tour, guys. And then two of the guys quit. Yeah, Warren Haynes, who's their guitarist, and Alan Woody, as opposed to Woody Allen, their bass player, Alan Woody, has left. Now, what those guys are going to do is they're going to devote their time full-time to their other band called Government Mule. So that's going to leave the Allman Brothers hanging without a guitarist and a bass player. But I'm sure that, by June 20th, they'll get somebody in there to play guitar and the bass. You know, I was thinking about applying. I mean, I can play a wicked, mean air guitar, but I don't know if that's going to help them. You know, anyway, I'm Mike Hotailing. Oh, before that, we played one of the greatest one-hit wonders in rock history, Ride, Captain, Ride, Blues Image. That's a song that's just never going to fade away. Okay, anyway, coming up right around the corner here, 9 p.m., we got Nightsides for you, so stick around.
Hey, Martha, what time is it?
Oh, no, no, we're not going to stop rocking because it's time for Nightsides. Here's where we play two discs for your pleasure in its entirety. Later tonight, we're going to hear the band Music from the Big Pink. But let's get the whole thing rolling with Houses of the Holy. It's Led Zeppelin. Nightsides here at Classic Rock 102.3. Classic Rock 102.3, The Ocean, it's Led Zeppelin, Houses of the Holy, the disc in its entirety. That's what we do every Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday on Nightsides. Before The Ocean, we heard No Quarter, Dear Maker, also Dancing Days, The Crunge, which actually sounds like a form of a venereal disease, but it was The Crunge, Over the Hills, Far Away, The Rain Song, and The Song Remains the Same. Houses of the Holy, it's Led Zeppelin on Nightsides. We got part two, it's the band. Music from the Big Pink, right around the corner.
The rumors are true.
Classic Rock 102.3, there's Zeppelin going in through the outdoor on a block party weekend. Hi, I'm Mike Hotailing. Happy Friday. It is a block party weekend. That's where we play double shots of your favorite rock and roll here on Classic Rock 102.3. And I got a couple now from Rush, and they've got their fourth live album coming out this year. And from their third studio album, let's kick off this set of Rush with Fly By Night. Classic Rock 102.3. Classic Rock 102.3. There's Mr. Happy-Go-Lucky John Mellencamp, a block of John Mellencamp on our block party weekend, and I'm Mike Hotailing. Speaking of Mellencamp, he's coming to SPAC. That's right, you can see him at the Saratoga Performing Arts Center along with Amanda Marshall. Sunday, June 22nd, 8 p.m. is showtime. $40 for the best amphitheater seats, $35 for the rest of the amphitheater seats. And if you want to be one with nature, in other words, if you want to sit out on the grass, out on the lawn, tickets are $20. All right, now Mike Hotailing. We're going to continue on now with a block of Jethro Tull, Classic Rock 102.3. Classic Rock 102.3. Too old to rock and roll, too young to die. It's Jethro Tull. It's a block of Jethro Tull. Yeah, block party weekend. That's where we play double shots of your favorite classic rock. And we do it all weekend long. Hey, speaking of Jethro Tull, we got Friday Night Live tonight at 9 p.m. And tonight it's live Jethro Tull. We're going to play A Little Light Music. That's the name of the disc. It's a live disc. We're going to play it in its entirety 9 p.m. tonight for Friday Night Live. I'm Mike Hotailing, and we're going to take a blues break in a minute.
Coming Saturday, May 10th.
Classic Rock 102.3. There's a block of Springsteen for you. It's a block party weekend. We're playing double shots of all your favorite rock and roll, and it's Friday night, and the Friday night thing to do is make a request for a block. Give me a call here, 476-1023. I'll see if I can't set you up. I'm Mike Hotailing, and I want to invite you to our big Blues Jam sneak preview party. It's happening tomorrow night at 10 p.m. What it is a preview party for the 5th annual Uncle Sam Blues Jam. It all starts at 10 p.m. at Alexander's Lounge at the Best Western, 6th Avenue in Troy. There's live music by Scotty Mack and the Rockin' Bonnevilles. You win classic rock t-shirts, bumper stickers, and a whole lot more. So come on out and join us for the Blues Jam sneak preview party tomorrow night, 10 p.m., Alexander's Lounge in Troy with Classic Rock 102.3.
Hey, Martha, what time?
Classic Rock 102.3, it's Mick and the Boys on our block party weekend, and the Stones have been in Los Angeles in the studio working on a new album, and hopefully that'll be out in stores sometime this summer, and then of course they go touring beginning in August. Well, I'm Mike Hotailing, we're in the middle of a long set of classic rock here on a block party weekend. How about a double shot of Queen? Gonna send this one up to my friends in Latham. Classic Rock 102.3. Rock 102.3. It's a double shot of Creedence on our block party weekend. And John Fogerty from Creedence, he's got a new album out. Yeah, well, actually, it's not going to come out until May 20th, but he's been working on it for like 11 years. It's a new 12-song set called Blue Moon Swamp. Okay, that's going to hit stores May 20th. Well, I'm Mike Hotailing. We're in the middle of like a really long set of like blocks, because it's a block party weekend. We're doing it by your request, of course, 476-1023. We're going to take care of, I had it written down. I forgot who you were, but you wanted to hear some Pink Floyd. Gotta love it when the DJ's prepared. Classic Rock 102.3.
I'm Johnny Van Zandt.
And Gary Rossington.
Huey Thomason here.
And Ricky Medlock from Lynyrd Skynyrd, and you're listening to Mike Hotailing on Classic Rock 102.3.
Let's play some old honk.
Classic Rock 102.3. Leonard Skinner, our block party weekend. That's where we play double shots of great rock and roll all weekend long. Got a call from the gang down in Selkirk. They're hard at work tonight, and they're getting off here on the block party weekend, and they said, hey, Mike, how about doing me a double shot of some AC/DC? Well, we can do that. Yes, we can. Classic Rock 102.3. Classic Rock 102.3, and of course they're talking about ballrooms and not anatomy. You did know that. Yeah, right. Classic Rock 102.3 AC/DC, there's a couple of them for the gang down at Selkirk, hard at work. And I'm Mike Hotailing, right around the corner. It's Friday Night Live. We got Jethro Tull, a little light music, and that'll be coming up at 9 o'clock. Want to remind you about our big Blues Jam preview party. That's happening tomorrow night, 10 p.m., Alexander's Lounge at the Best Western, 6th Avenue in Troy. It's a preview party for the 5th annual Uncle Sam's Blues Jam. And we want you to come down and hang out with us. We got live music from Scotty Mack and the Rockin' Bonnevilles. You can win classic rock t-shirts, bumper stickers, and lots more. So that's the deal. Tomorrow night at 10 p.m., it's a preview party for the 5th annual Uncle Sam's Blues Jam. It's being held at Alexander's Lounge. That's the Best Western, 6th Avenue in Troy, with Classic Rock 102.3.
By Dave Johnson.
WXCR. Austin Spa. Albany, Schenectady, Troy. Classic Rock 102.3.
Well, it's just about 9 o'clock, so, well, we'll get a couple-minute early start here to Friday Night Live. That's where we play something really cool and something really live for you every Friday night. And tonight I got the disc, A Little Light Music. It's some live Jethro Tull. I'm going to play it in its entirety, so sit back and enjoy Friday Night Live. It's Jethro Tull, Classic Rock 102.3. Classic Rock 102.3. There you have it in your its entirety. Jethro Tull, A Little Light Music. It's Friday Night Live, and we do it every Friday night. We play play a live concert for you, or a live disc, or whatever. But anyway, that was the entire A Little Light Music disc from Jethro Tull. Okay, I'm Mike Hotailing. Let's continue on now with the Block Party Weekend. Let's open up these request lines, 476-1023. It's a Friday night party. It's a party night. It's a Block Party Weekend. You got a block, you know, you got a double shot you want to hear. You got to pick up the phone and call me now, 476-1023. And here comes some guys that are coming up to Saratoga. Yeah, we announced the Saratoga schedule. And part of it is Aerosmith, Sunday, July 20th, Saratoga Performing Arts Center. And the tickets on this one, $34.50 for the amphitheater, the lawn, $22.50. Let's continue on now with the Block Party Weekend. Let's do a block of the boys coming to Saratoga. It's Aerosmith, Classic Rock, 102.3. Classic Rock 102.3 from Rock and Roll Over. It's Kiss calling Dr. Love. Double shot of Kiss here on our Block Party Weekend, and I'm Mike Hotailing. And if you're like the ultimate Kiss fan, you can like listen to all Kiss radio on the internet. That's right. There's like a website that has like all Kiss all the time. Now all you need is a PC with a sound card and internet access. And then you can download to the Real Audio software available right on the site. You're in business. Now, I'll give you the website if you call me here at 476-1023, because this website is like a really, really long one. And it would take too long to like read it over the radio. But if you're like a huge Kiss fan, like the gang out in East Greenbush that actually called to request that block of Kiss, then give me a call here. I'll give you the website, and you can like knock yourself out with Kiss on the internet. All right, I'm Mike Hotailing. It's a Block Party Weekend. Request lines open, 476-1023. You got a block you want to hear, give me a call.
By day, John Smith is a...
Classic Rock 102.3. There is the father of grunge rock. Yes, Neil Young. As a matter of fact, Neil worked together, what was it, about 2 years ago, back in 1995 with the Seattle grunge rockers Pearl Jam.
Yeah, he did a whole project with them. So he's pretty much known throughout the grunge rock community as the father of grunge. And with a couple of songs like that that I just played, well, you get the idea, right? Okay, I'm Mike Hotailing, and we got another long set of classic rock around the corner here on our block party weekend. We're doing it by your request. Got a call for some Rush for Schenectady, also Deep Purple for Troy. That is on the way, and anything you want to add to that list, we're doing a block party weekend. It's double shots of your favorite rock and roll all weekend long here at Classic Rock 102.3. Want to invite you out tomorrow night to our big Blues Jam sneak preview party. That's right, it's Classic Rock 102.3 at Alexander's Lounge. That's at the Best Western Hotel there in Troy on 6th Avenue. Starts at 10 p.m. tomorrow night. It's a preview party for the 5th annual Uncle Sam's Blues Jam. It's going to be live music from Scotty Mack and the Rockin' Bonnevilles. You can win classic rock t-shirts, bumper stickers, and a whole lot more. We will see you tomorrow night, 10 p.m. at Alexander's Lounge on 6th Avenue in Troy in the Best Western for the preview party for the 5th annual Uncle Sam's Blues Jam with Classic Rock 102.3. From their fourth disc, Misty Mountain Hop. And of course, the Immigrant Song from their third disc before that. And it's a double shot of Zeppelin on our block party weekend. I'm Mike Hotailing. We're in the middle of a long set of classic rock. And when you think of the, when you think of rock's all-time greatest drummers, you probably think of like maybe Carl Palmer of Emerson, Lake and Palmer. Or certainly you think of Neil Peart of Rush, right? Well, you know, if you talk to rock drummers, and they will tell you that who taught them how to, you know, who got them interested in drumming is a guy named Buddy Rich. He was a legendary drummer. Well, Neil Peart back in, I guess, 1984, put out a disc called Burnin' for Buddy, which was a tribute to Buddy Rich, the drummer. And now he's done the second installment. It's Burnin' for Buddy 2, which, of course, again, is a tribute to the music of Buddy Rich. And that album is slated for release around June 10th. So if you're a drum freak, Neil Peart is saluting Buddy Rich again. And here is Neil Peart. This is Rush. We'll send this one out to SUNY Albany. They gave me a call here on our block party weekend. Classic Rock 102.3. Classic Rock 102.3. It's Paul McCartney, Band with the Runs, or Band on the Run. No, it's Band on the Run. It's a double shot of Paul McCartney on our block party weekend. I'm Mike Hotailing, and of course, Paul McCartney's got a new record coming out called Flaming Pie, and boy, did he have a lot of help with this record. He called in a lot of favors, asked a whole bunch of old buddies to help out with the record. For example, Steve Miller, you know, for the Steve Miller Band, he plays guitar on some of the tracks on the new Flaming Pie disc. Also, Jeff Lynne of the Electric Light Orchestra. Yeah, Jeff Lynne of ELO. Also, Ringo Starr, former Beatle bandmate Ringo Starr, helps out with the new McCartney record. And Paul's son, yes, Paul McCartney's son, plays some guitar on Flaming Pie. And it also says here that Linda McCartney helped out with the record. Now, what Linda did on the record, I have no clue or no idea. I think she was just, like, brought along to kind of, like, sit in the corner of the studio and look pretty. There, Linda, go over, sit in the corner, look pretty, and you'll give me inspiration to cut a really good record. But anyway, Flaming Pie from Paul McCartney should be hitting the stores any day now. I'm Mike Hotailing. We're in the middle of a long set of classic rock here on a block party weekend. That's where we play double shots of your favorite rock. I got a call back from the Troy gang. They heard me send that Rush block out to the gang at SUNY Albany. And they said, well, you know, we requested Rush, too, so... you know, I'm getting old. I'm losing my memory. I got a very short attention span. All right, so all right, that Rush went out to SUNY Albany and to the gang up in Troy. There, you guys satisfied? All right, let's continue on with another double shot here on our block party weekend. This is for Schenectady. It's Deep Purple, and it's on Classic Rock 102.3. Machine Head, Deep Purple, Space Truckin'. It's for for the folks out in Schenectady who gave me a call here on our block party weekend. It's where we play double shots of your favorite rock and roll all weekend long. And I'm Mike Hotailing, and hey, tomorrow, we've been talking about this all week, but tomorrow is the big blues jam in Troy. Listen up.
Coming Saturday, May 10th,
Rock 102.3. It's the Kinks, and every time I hear that song, I think of that stupid cold commercial, you know, that cold medicine commercial on TV where they use that song, and they use that song over and over and over and over again. Anyway, I'm Mike Hotailing. I gotta clear out of here. I'll be back Sunday morning, bright and early, between 7 and 8 o'clock to do the environmental show Earth Speak, and I hope you tune in and listen and, you know, learn a little bit about our environment and the great outdoors. And if you're not up that early, then I'll be back, let's see, Sunday afternoon, 3 o'clock, all right? In the meantime, I'm going to turn the controls over to Mr. Computer Guy, and Mr. Computer Guy is going to, like, entertain you and keep this party going all night long here, Classic Rock 102.3. Classic Rock 102.3 in the air tonight. It's Phil Collins, and I'm Mike Hotailing, and I'm on the air tonight. And we're in the middle of a long set of classic rock. You know, I was reading here that Greg Allman and Cher, their kid, Elijah Blue Allman, he's got a new band coming out, a new band, actually. It's called Deadzy, and it's got a new album, a debut album from Deadzy coming out. And I guess it's kind of like one of those goth rock things. Because, the reason why I bring this up is because we've got Dad and the rest of the brothers, by request, it's Southbound for East Greenbush, Classic Rock 102.3. Classic Rock 102.3 with the song that Leonard Skinner hates so much. It's Neil Young, Southern Man, wrapping up an extra long set of classic rock here. Classic Rock 102.3. Neil Young and Crazy Horse has a new live album called Year of the Horse. It's a two CD set recorded during the band's 1996 world tour. The release date on it's going to be June 17th, just a couple of weeks before Neil Young and Crazy Horse heads out on the road as headliners of the Horde Tour. All right, well, I'm Mike Hotailing, and I think we ought to stop for a blues break. What do you say?
It's a House of Blues break.
It's the Skinner Boys. Give me back my bullets. And, of course, they were live on the radio here last week with our very own Ryan Patrick. Yeah, Ryan interviewed the boys from Skinner, and it was a rather amusing interview if you had a chance to hear it. The guys were a riot. Anyway, I'm Mike Hotailing. Coming up later tonight, 9 p.m., we do Nightsides. We do it for you every Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday night. And tonight's lineup, Boston, doing their debut album. And we were going to do Rush Moving Pictures, but I changed my mind. We're going to do their rock opera 2112 instead. Okay, it's Boston's debut tonight, and Rush 2112 for Nightsides, 9 p.m. tonight here at Classic Rock 102.3.
Coming Saturday, May 10th.
Classic Rock 102.3, it's Aerosmith, and be looking for them Sunday, July 20th, 7:30 p.m. at the Saratoga Performing Arts Center. Yeah, the tickets on that show, $31 for, it's $34.50, all right, for the amphitheater, and $22.50 out on the grass. And I'm Mike Hotailing, and we're in the middle of a long set of classic rock here. Going to take care of Nassau with a request for AC/DC, Hey, That Girl's Got Rhythm. It's from Highway to Hell, and it's on Classic Rock 102.3. Classic Rock Rock 102.3. It's Elton John doing his bitchin' song. And for the second year in a row, Elton John has topped the money earners category when it comes to music artists with a disclosed income of $21 million in 1996. And guess who came in second place? Yeah, this guy, Sting. And he came in at $15.35 million. And here is The Police, Classic Rock 102.3. Classic Rock 102.3. It's the Grateful Dead, Casey Jones, wrapping up an extra long set of Classic Rock here at Classic Rock 102.3. And I'm Mike O'Tailing. And Bob Weir from the Grateful Dead is going to be part of the Big Further Festival at Saratoga. And that'll be Sunday, July 6th, 4 p.m. $30 for the amphitheater, $22.50 out on the lawn. It's Bob Weir from the Grateful Dead as part of the Big Further Festival at SPAC, Sunday, July 6th. Okay. Well, I'm Mike O'Tailing, and later tonight, 9 o'clock, just a little over 20 minutes away, we've got Nightsides for you. Tonight's lineup, Boston, with their debut album, and we're going to do Rush 2112. It's Nightsides, tonight at 9 here, Classic Rock 102.3. Hey, Blues are my... Classic Rock 102.3, it's Cheap Trick, who's out on the road and on tour with modern rock band Stone Temple Pilots, and that's I Want You to Want Me, and I'm Mike O'Tailing, and don't forget to join Dave Delaney for the Stress Reliever Lunch Wednesday from 12 to 2 at O'Toole's Builder Square, Central Avenue, Colony. He's got an unlimited shrimp and salad and soup bar, plus lasagna, ribs, potato skins, and stir-fried chicken, only $5.95. Pete Summer Brew, $1.99. You got Classic Rock t-shirts to be won, and Klein's All Sport gift certificates and a whole lot more. It's our Stress Reliever Lunch with Dave Delaney at O'Toole's Builder Square Colony every Wednesday from noon to 2.
Schenectady, Troy. Classic Rock 102.3.
And it's just about 9 o'clock, which means, hey, it's time for Nightsides. That's where we play two great rock and roll albums in their entirety. I'm Mike O'Tailing. I am your host. Tonight, later on, we're going to do Rush in their version of a rock opera, 2112. But we're going to kick it all off here with Boston. In its entirety, it's their debut disc, Classic Rock 102.3. Classic Rock 102.3, let me take you home tonight. Yeah, it's Boston, their debut disc, which 20 years ago was the biggest selling debut disc of all time. You know, since then, the record's been broken. You know, you've had, Alanis Morissette selling lots and lots of records and, you know, and others since, Hootie and the Blowfish and stuff. But back 20 years ago, hey, this was the biggest selling debut disc of all time. And before Let Me Take You Home Tonight, we heard Something About You, Hitch a Ride, Smokin', rock and roll band, foreplay slash long time, peace of mind, and more than a feeling. It's Boston's debut disc here on Nightsides tonight, and I'm your host, Mike O'Tailing. We've got Rush and 2112 coming up around the corner, so keep it here.
By Day John Smith.
So, they're indescribably delicious.
Classic Rock 102.3, here we go with part two of Nightsides. Well, back in the 70s, Rush's first, like, three albums went virtually unnoticed here in the United States. They sold fairly well in Canada, you know, Canada being their home country and everything, but for the most part, the first three albums, didn't get much attention paid to it here in the States. But that all changed with album number four. It's Rush's rock opera. This is their epic 2112 in its entirety. It's Nightsides here at Classic Rock 102.3. Classic Rock 102.3, Something for Nothing. It's Rush from the 2112 disc. Before that, we heard Tears, Lessons, The Twilight Zone, A Passage to Bangkok, and then the whole 2112 rock opera, which was the grand finale, Soliloquy, The Oracle, The Dream, Presentation, Discovery, Temples of Syrinx, and The Overture. Rush, 2112, that's the disc that put them on a map here in America. And that's it for Nightsides. I'm Mike O'Tailing, and how about we do some Stones? You want to do some Stones? Yeah, let's do some Stones. Classic Rock 102.3. Classic Rock 102.3. It's David Bowie. And I'm Mike Hotailing. Hello and happy Tuesday. We're in the middle of a long set of classic rock, and I always love it when rock bands do something for a good cause. This time it was Kiss. They did their part for the victims in North Dakota. You know that big flood over there in North Dakota? Well, when the band played in Fargo over the last weekend, the group created a special t-shirt bearing the legend Kiss Fargo 426-97. We will survive alive worldwide. That was what was on the t-shirt. And the shirt sold for $22.50. And all the proceeds from the sale were given to the United Way chapters in Fargo and Grand Forks, North Dakota. And KISS is also participating in food and clothing drives for the flood victims with a whole bunch of radio stations up in that area. So once again, hats off to KISS, doing something good for those flood victims up in North Dakota. And here they are. This is Deuce from their first disc, and it's on Classic Rock 102.3. Classic Rock 102.3, Benny and the Jets. It's Mr. Moneybags, Elton John. And the reason why I say that is according to a book called Rock Accounts, Elton John was the biggest money earner when it came to music artists in 1996. He was worth 21 mil. Yeah, I'd like to have a chunk of that. Here's Zeppelin, in the middle of a long set of classic rock. Classic Rock 102.3. Rock 102.3, it's Aerosmith, and of course, the Big Nine Lives Tour is going to be hitting the Capital District. That's right, coming to the Saratoga Performing Arts Center Sunday, July 20th, 7:30 p.m. That's Sunday, July 20th, $34.50 for the amphitheater. The lawn seats, $22.50. I'm Mike Hotailing. That wraps up an extra long set of classic rock here, Classic Rock 102.3. And if you have something you want to hear tonight, hey, 476-1023. That's the number to reach me here. As we take a quick break here for the blues.
It's House of Blues.
Classic Rock 102.3. It's the Motor City Madman. Yeah. It's Ted Nugent. Hey, you know, Ted Nugent has his own radio show in Detroit. That's right. Yeah, he's a DJ in Detroit now. Well, you thought Howard Stern was bizarre. I could just imagine what the Ted Nugent radio show sounds like. Well, anyway, I'm Mike Hotailing, and my radio show isn't weird. Heck no, I just sit around and play extra long sets of great rock and roll for you on Classic Rock 102.3. Hey, coming up later tonight, we got Nightsides for you. And Nightsides is where we play two great rock and roll albums in their entirety for you. Tonight's lineup, my favorite Mellencamp disc, Uh-Huh, and also Van Halen's 1984. Okay, it's John Mellencamp, Uh-Huh, and Van Halen, 1984, Nightsides, 9 p.m. tonight, right here, Classic Rock 102.3. Hey, blues harmonica legend Charlie. Rock 102.3, they're bad, they're nationwide, they're ZZ Top, and there's a lot of hot and heavy rumors about them. Yeah, well, they're bad, they're nationwide. Yeah, well, they're going to be touring nationwide this summer, and rumor has it, hasn't been confirmed yet, but you know we're hot for rumors here at Classic Rock 102.3. One of the hot rumors is that they will be appearing at SPAC on August 26th, and then the second half of the rumor is the day after they'll go out to the State Fair in Syracuse, the 27th of August. When we get the confirmation, you'll hear it, but it's a hot rumor. And I'm Mike Hotailing, and we're in the middle of a long set of classic rock. And speaking of hot rumors, what's Deep Purple been up to? Well, as far as we know, Deep Purple is going to go in the studio in a few weeks and start working on another studio album. And check this out, they've already got a live album ready for release. It's a show they did in Paris like a couple years ago that, according to them, turned out really good. And as a matter of fact, they had like horns and all kinds of neat stuff at that concert. So new live album? Could be. New studio album? Hey, could be. You know, once again, hot rumors. Here's Deep Purple. My Woman from Tokyo. Classic Rock 102.3.
Johnny Van Zandt.
And Gary Rossington.
Huey Thomason here.
And Ricky Medlock from Lynyrd Skynyrd, and you're listening to Mike Hotailing on Classic Rock
102.3. Some live Lynyrd Skynyrd, Give Me Three Steps, and I'm Mike Hotailing, and we're in the middle of a long set of classic rock. Guess what? Another band. You know, all these classic rock bands going out on tour this summer. We're in classic rock heaven this summer as far as tours go. Another one hitting the road this summer, the Moody Blues. And recently, Justin Hayward from the band was quoted as saying, after the summer tour, looks like we're going to head back into the studio and cut a new album. So check that out. New summer tour and a new album from the Moody Blues on the way. And just in time for their summer tour, the Moody Blues has just put out another greatest hits album. And this one's titled The Best of the Moody Blues. And on this album, Nights in White Satin, I'm just a singer in a rock and roll band. You know, the regular hits as well as rarities such as their first hit single, Go Now, is on the album. And also on The Best of the Moody Blues is this one here. It's Tuesday afternoon. It's in the middle of a long set of classic rock here. Classic Rock 102.3. Classic Rock 102.3. It's Alice Cooper. I'm 18. I'm going to send that one up to Lance, who gave me a call on his car phone. He's somewhere up north driving around, and he gave me a call. And I'm going to send that I'm 18 out to you, Lance, because I'll bet you wish you were 18 again. Lance, not even close. Anyway, I'm Mike Hotailing. We're in the middle of a really super extra long set of classic rock here. I also got to take care of the gang up in Troy at RPI. They called me earlier wanting to hear the Cars from their first and, in my opinion, best disc. This one's Good Times Roll. And it's on Classic Rock 102.3. It's Bachman Turner Overdrive, one of the most successful Canadian rock bands here in America of all time. And certainly during the 70s, they had a lot of huge hits, two of which have become part of American lingo. Yeah, You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet, and of course that one, Taking Care of Business. And I'm Mike Hotailing. If you're wondering whatever happened to Randy Bachman of Bachman Turner Overdrive, well, about a year and a half ago, he came out with a new album called Any Road, and it was released in Canada only. It was purposely not released here in the United States because it was more or less a salute to Canada. And he had a lot of help on the record. For example, Neil Young, who has a tendency to help everybody out. You know Neil Young, he likes to get involved in everyone's project. But Neil Young helped out on the Any Road disc from Randy Bachman. And one of the reasons being, at one time, he lived across town from Randy Bachman in Winnipeg, Canada. Also helping out on the record is modern rocker Margot Timmins, who, if you're not familiar with the modern rock alternative world, she's the lead singer of the Cowboy Junkies, who had a huge alternative hit with Sweet Jane, which was a cover of Lou Reed's Sweet Jane. And Margot Timmins sings all the background vocals on the record. And you can find the record, though. I was checking out, I was in a record store recently, went over to the import racks, and there it was, Randy Bachman's Any Road in the import section. So if you go to the import section, you can pick up a copy of this record. I would recommend you do it because it's excellent. It's got like the BTO, Bachman Turner Overdrive thud, It's got like the Neil Young grunge, and it's got Margot Timmins' really super sweet background vocals, and it just sounds great together. And from what I understand, it was nominated for a Juno Award. I believe they're called the Juno Awards in Canada, which is kind of like Canada's equivalent to a Grammy Award. So the name of the disc is Any Road. It was released in Canada only. It's Randy Bachman's latest disc, but you can find it if you look close enough in the import racks. Well, I'm Mike Hotailing. Got some more famous Canadians on the way, namely Rush. They're right around the corner here. And don't forget, we got the big Uncle Sam's Blues Jam. You know, Classic Rock 102.3 is a co-sponsor of the big event. Here's more on it.
Coming Saturday, May 10th, Metro.
And then you wonder why Neil Peart was considered and still is considered one of rock's best drummers.
Got any messages for Jimi Hendrix?
Classic Rock 102.3 WXCR Boston Spa Albany Schenectady Troy Classic Rock 102.3.
And welcome to Nightsides. My name is Mike Hotailing. We play two great rock and roll albums in its entirety. Up later on, Van Halen's 1984 disc. Right now we got Mellencamp doing Uh-Huh, and pay special close attention to track number 6 on this record. It's a song called Play Guitar, and it's John Mellencamp's answer to that mid-80s trend of hairspray rock. It's one of the funniest songs he ever wrote. Well, here it is in its entirety. It's Uh-Huh, John Mellencamp. It's Nightsides here at Classic Rock 102.3. Classic Rock 102.3, I Will Not Go Quietly. It's Don Henley by request, and that went out to East Greenbush. It's the Wednesday night All Request Show, and I'm Mike Hotailing, and we're in the middle of a long set of classic rock, and Nassau called. Want to hear some Rush? This one's from 2112. It's on Classic Rock 102.3. Classic Rock 102.3. It's Lonesome Dave and Foghat doing kind of a bluesy acoustic version of their big hit, I Just Want to Make Love to You. And I'm Mike Hotailing. It's the All Request Wednesday night, 476-1023. The number is there. You know, it's open. And, you know, we still got about a half hour left, so we can get plenty of requests in between now and midnight. And I got a call from the girls up in Watervliet, and they wanted to hear some Heart from their second album, Little Queen. This one's Love Alive. It's on Classic Rock 102.3. Classic Rock 102.3. It's McCartney and Take Me Out to Junior's Farm. And of course, McCartney's got a new disc out called Flaming Pie. Had a lot of help with it. Ringo Starr's on it. Jeff Lynne from the Electric Light Orchestra plays guitar on there. And Steve Miller of the Steve Miller Band plays guitar on the disc too. It's called Flaming Pie. A couple of songs off that Flaming Pie disc are going to end up on the Father's Day movie. Or the movie Father's Day, which is going to star Billy Crystal and Robin Williams. It's the All Request Wednesday night. I'm Mike Hotailing. 476-1023 is the number to reach me. I was talking with the gang hard at work up in Waterford, and they said, you know, Mike, we haven't heard any, like, Gary Wright on your radio station. Could you, correct that problem? Okay. For Waterford, from the Dreamweaver disc, it's Gary Wright, Classic Rock 102.3. Classic Rock 102.3 from the Kids Are All Right. It's The Who, joined together for Colin E. And that's it for the All Requests to Wednesday night. If I didn't find it next week, my project over, or if I didn't find it this week, we'll have it next week, because my project over the week is to find the stuff that I couldn't find that you requested. Yeah, it's the Wednesday night All Request show here, Classic Rock 102.3. Well, I'm Mike Hotailing. I'm out of here. I'll be back with you tomorrow night, 7 p.m. here, Classic Rock 102.3.
The Rumors.
Classic Rock 102.3. 102.3. Hello and happy Thursday. I'm Mike Hotailing, and we're in the middle of a long set of classic rock here. And if you got one, burn one. Yeah, let's have a cigar. It's Pink Floyd in the middle of a long set of classic rock. Classic Rock 102.3. Classic Rock 102.3. It's Jimi Hendrix, Foxy Lady, and in the new episode, I want to call it, but it's actually the new issue of Rolling Stone magazine. Rabbi Shanker is interviewed because he's got like this new album coming out called Chants of India that George Harrison produced. Well, nonetheless, they asked him about 60s rockers, and he started slamming them. He had sort of like in one sentence, he sort of praised Jimi Hendrix, but in the next sentence, he kind of said, well, Jimi Hendrix kind of couldn't handle himself on stage, because this Rabbi Shanker guy apparently first viewed Jimi Hendrix at the Monterey Pop Festival, and it was his opinion that, hey, it was just too much for Jimi. Well, if you want to hear more of the Rabbi Shanker's babblings or read more about it, pick up the latest Rolling Stone magazine. Anyway, I'm Mike Hotailing. Long set of classic rock. We're in the middle of it. It was on this day in 1976 that A Trick of the Tail from Genesis entered the album charts, and that was the first Genesis album with, well, not first album, but it was the first album without Peter Gabriel singing lead vocals. Yeah, Phil Collins took over on the lead vocals on that album, and the reason why I bring it up is I got a call for some Peter Gabriel, and here is Peter, Classic Rock 102.3. Rock 102.3. It's Creedence featuring John Fogerty, of course. And John Fogerty is going to release Blue Moon Swamp on May 20th. That's right, the 20th of this month. It's going to be his first studio album in like 11 years. And I think we'll all be looking forward to it. What has John Fogerty been writing and doing for the last 11 years? Well, we'll find out on May 20th. I'm Mike Hotailing. Got a call from a listener from somewhere who said, yeah, I heard you talking about that Rabbi Shanker guy. Well, you mispronounced his name. His name is Ravi Shanker. Oh, okay. Well, pardon me. I was in diapers back in the 60s, all right? So it's that Ravi Shanker guy that's been slamming all the 60s rockers in the new Rolling Stone magazine. Like here's another quote. He said in this article, he says, and when he first heard the Beatles' Norwegian Wood, he said, to me it sounded terrible. Yeah, right. Get real, Mr. Ravi. Anyway, must have been that good stuff he was smoking back in the 60s that made everything sound terrible, you know? Anyway, I'm Mike Hotailing. That wraps up an extra long set of classic rock, and let's scoot on off here to a blues break. It's Classic Rock 102.3. Eric Clapton. From the disc that gave him his nickname, Slow Hand, it's Cocaine, song written by J.J. Cale and not by Clapton. Just figured I'd clear that up. You know, Eric Clapton is going to be over in Europe helping Paul Rodgers out with his new album. You know, Paul Rodgers of Bad Company. Yeah, now he's not going to, like, help him out recording the album. He's just going to play with Paul Rodgers in an all-star concert launching Paul Rodgers' new solo album. And that should be happening sometime in June. So be looking for it. I'm Mike Hotailing. And we got another extra long set of classic rock on the way. Got something you want to hear? 476-1023. Nightsides will be happening 9 p.m. tonight. That's where I play two great rock and roll discs in their entirety. And tonight's lineup, The Who, Who's Next, and ZZ Top Eliminator. It's Nightsides, 9 p.m. tonight, right here, Classic Rock 102.3.
Hi, I'm Ryan.
Classic Rock 102.3. It's Dire Straits with Skate Away. Or if you wanted to bring it into the 90s, I guess you would title that or Rollerblade Away. It's from the Making Movies disc, and I'm Mike Hotailing. We're in the middle of a long set of classic rock, right there in the middle of a long set of classic rock. That's where we are. Got a call from a guy who wanted to hear some AC/DC, wanted to hear some of the good old stuff when Bon Scott was still alive, before he, died drowning in his own vomit. Yeah, he wanted to hear something from High Voltage. He said, hey, could you play me the Jack? Classic Rock Rock 102.3. It's U2 from the Joshua Tree. And, of course, U2 just kicked off their Pop Mart World Tour. And, well, at least the U.S. version of it. And it kicked off on Friday, April 25th in Las Vegas. And you'll never guess what happened out in Las Vegas. The Las Vegas police received a whole bunch of UFO sightings. That's right. Now, it seems as though U2, they played at Sam Boyd Stadium in Las Vegas, and they had a set of 14 extremely bright white lights, you know, spotlights, and they were beaming them high in the air and just kind of shooting them all over the place. And, of course, people around the Las Vegas area were seeing this up in the sky, and they thought that the Klingon Empire was swooping down and attacking Las Vegas. So... I just think that's really funny that people thought the UFOs were attacking when it was actually it was U2's opening night at Sam Boyd Stadium in Las Vegas. Okay, I'm Mike Hotailing. We're in the middle of a long set of classic rock. Hot rumors flying around about ZZ Top coming to Saratoga Performing Arts Center. We have an inside track that says they'll be there August 26th. There has been no official confirmation on this, so we just like to spread rumors. But as soon as we get the facts, we'll pass them along to you. And here are the boys from Texas, ZZ Top, Classic Rock 102.3. Classic Rock 102.3. It's a long time gone. It's Crosby, Stills, and Nash. And they're booked to play this Sunday at Kent State. That's right, Kent State University, this Sunday, May 4th. It's the annual commemoration of the 1970 shooting deaths of four students by the National Guards out there. And all kinds of rumors flying around that Neil Young may very well join Crosby, Stills, and Nash on stage for a rendition of the song Ohio, which was all about the big Kent State tragedy. So, you know, that might very well happen. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of delighted people out of Kent State if Neil Young jumps on stage with Crosby, Stills, and Nash. I'm Mike Hotailing. We're in the middle of a long set of classic rock. Got a call from Jenny up there in Niskayuna. Said, how about some Doors? Let's go back to the first for Soul Kitchen. Classic Rock 102.3. Classic Rock 102.3 from Destroyer, it's Kiss, and Ace Frehley from Kiss has put his name on a new line of electric guitar strings for Gibson. The package promises intergalactic energy, smoking guitars, and blistering solos. That's, of course, well, you've got to play them yourself, you see. And he also has a new album out, Ace does. It's called 12 Picks, which mixes his solo work with six previously unreleased live tracks from a 1989 show in London, England. Okay, so it's Kiss, it's Ace Frehley, it's the rest of the gang, and then, of course, Ace Frehley and the rest of the original members of Kiss, they're in the studio cutting a new album. Check it out. Well, I'm Mike Hotailing. We got Nightsides right around the corner. Before we get to it, I want to remind you to join our Nikki Donovan tomorrow night for Happy Hour. Scoreboard, 711 Central Avenue in Albany. Coors Light beer specials for the entire event. It is tomorrow from 5 to 8 p.m. You can win classic rock t-shirts and register to win a week at Connolly's Diamond Gallery, Route 9 in Latham, to win a pair of designer diamond earrings. Then join us on Friday night for the grand prize drawing. The entries will be accepted at this remote, and you got to be there to win, so check it out. Go on down to the scoreboard for our big happy hour with Nikki Donovan tomorrow night, 5 to 8 p.m. with Classic Rock 102.3.
Hey, Martha.
Detroit. Classic Rock 102.3.
And it's just after 9 o'clock, which means, hey, it's Thursday night. It means Nightsides. That's where we play two great rock and roll discs in their entirety. Later tonight, we got Eliminator from the Texas Boys, ZZ Top, but right now we want to do The Who, and one of their best, clearly one of their best albums. It's The Who's Next Disc. It's The Who's Next Disc. Yes, and it's on Classic Rock 102.3. Classic Rock 102.3, and there it is in its entirety, The Who's Next Disc. From The Who, we heard Won't Get Fooled Again, Behind Blue Eyes, Going Mobile, or going mobile, as they say in the song. Getting in tune, the song is over. My Wife, Loving, For Keeping, Bargain, and Teenage Wasteland, the Atababa O'Reilly song. It's Who's Next here on Nightsides here, Classic Rock 102.3. I remember when that disc first came out and all the big controversy about the record cover. You know, a lot of record companies refused to carry the album, or a lot of them covered them over in like a brown paper bag type thing. Of course, you know, in this day and age, the cover is nothing. But back in, you know, back in the early 70s when this disc came out, what a big stink. You know, it's a picture of the four members of The Who. They just got done, like, taking a leak on a cement wall, and they're walking away from the wall, pulling their zippers up. Yeah, that's what caused all the controversy back then. You know, today's day and age, you got Marilyn Manson and all these other freaks. You know, this covers nothing. But anyway, it's The Who. And Who's Next on Nightsides? And we got part two of Nightsides coming up right around the corner. We're going to do some ZZ Top. The Eliminator disc, it's coming up.
By Dave John Smith.
Point three.
And here we go with part two of Nightsides, ZZ Top. It's the Eliminator disc. It's on Nightsides here at Classic Rock 102.3. Classic Rock 102.3. She's a bad girl. ZZ Top. The entire Eliminator disc here on Nightsides. What we heard is Bad Girl. And before that, If I Can Only Flag Her Down, Dirty Dog, TV Dinners, Thug, Legs, which introduced the truck. You know, that big funky truck they use in all their videos. Well, Legs was like one of their first, the first video of theirs in the 80s, introducing the big funky truck. Also, I Got the Six, Need You Tonight, Sharp Dress Man, Got Me Under Pressure, and Gimme All Your Lovin'. It's the ZZ Top Eliminator disc here at Nightsides, and I'm Mike Hotailing. And, we're going to continue on with an extra long set of classic rock here. And Neil Peart of Rush has got a new disc coming out called Burnin' for Buddy, which is a tribute to legendary drummer Buddy Rich. And here is Neil and the rest of the Rush band. It's from A Farewell to Kings, Closer to the Heart, on Classic Rock 102.3. Classic Rock 102.3. Hello and happy Friday. I'm Mike Hotailing. There's a double shot of Steve Miller here on our block party weekend, and you can actually catch Steve Miller playing guitar on some tracks on Paul McCartney's new Flaming Pie disc. That's right. Okay, well, I'm Mike Hotailing, and we're in the middle of a long set of classic rock. It's a block party weekend. We play double shots of your favorite classic rock all weekend long. Got something you want to hear? 476-1023. Hey, it's a Friday night party. It's a Friday night block party. And this is Zeppelin from Houses of the Holy, Classic Rock 102.3. Classic Rock 102.3. It's a double shot of Led Zeppelin on our block party weekend, and I'm Mike Hotailing, and we're still in the middle of an extra long set of classic rock here on your block party weekend. You know, that Grand Funk Railroad, Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band connection is just endless. For example, Bob Seger's current keyboard player, Craig Frost, was Grand Funk Railroad's keyboard player for their last five albums before they broke up the first time. Yeah, bet you didn't know that. Well, now you do. And Alto Reed from Bob Seger's Silver Bullet Band, of course, took part in the big Grand Funk Railroad sold-out Bosnian benefit concerts. And he was interviewed recently at backstage at one of the shows. And he was kind of asked, hey, what's Seger been up to? Well, he said, Seger's hard at work writing songs for a new album. And according to Alto Reed, there's some hot rock and roll coming off his pen. So I'd be looking for a hot rock and roll album from Bob Seger any day. The reason why I bring it up is, well, here's a double shot of Bob Seger on our block party weekend, Classic Rock 102.3. Classic Rock 102.3, there's a double shot of Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band. on our block party weekend. That's where we play double shots of great rock and roll all weekend long. I'm Mike Hotailing. That also wraps up a long set of classic rock. And I want to say hi and my hats off to Tom out in East Greenbush, who gave me a call. Heard me talking about the Grand Funk Bob Seger Silver Bullet Band connection. And he caught me making a mistake there. He said, Mike, you're wrong. Craig Frost, the keyboard player from the Silver Bullet Band, was on Grand Funk Railroad's last six albums before they broke up the first time. And I looked it up, and you know something? Tom's right. We got sharp listeners out there, don't we, Nikki?
Absolutely.
Boy, when they're smarter than the DJs, boy, you got to take your hat off to the listeners.
See, it's kind of scary when they can do our job, isn't it?
Yeah, really.
We're here. We're live. We're at the Scoreboard, 711 Central Avenue in Albany.
Classic Rock 102.3, there's the Stones, who always say this is going to be our last album, this is going to be our last tour, and then they always come out with a new album and a new tour. And that's what they're doing this year. And it's a block party weekend. We play double shots of your favorite classic rock all weekend long here at Classic Rock 102.3. I'm Mike Hotailing, and the party is continuing for a little while anyway at the Scoreboard. And let's check in with Nikki and find out the latest. Hey, Nikki, you there?
Hey, Mike, absolutely. We're still hanging out here. We're going to be here until 8 o'clock tonight. Had a great time here at...
Classic Rock 102.3. It's the Beatles off the White Album, a double shot of the Beatles on our block party weekend. And I'm Mike Hotailing, and we are in the middle of a long set of classic rock here. And I just love it when you can make a recent connection between two legendary classic rock bands. Two legendary classic rock bands at that. Just played some Beatles, got some Who on the way next here. Now, where is the recent connection between the two? Well, Ringo Starr, the drummer of the Beatles, of course, goes out and does his All-Star Band Tour every year. And the first two tours yielded live albums. Now, the third one featured John Entwistle of The Who. That was the last tour they did. And, of course, that third one hasn't been released yet. The CD, the live CD, hasn't been released yet. So what happened at a recent press conference? Well, Ringo Starr was asked if this summer's tour is going to be captured on CD. And he said, yeah. And you know what? You're also going to get a live album from the last tour. You know, the one featuring John Entwistle. As a matter of fact, we're like mixing it now. So there is your Who Beatles connection. And here is the Who. Classic Rock 102.3. Classic Rock 102.3, there's a block of The Who, a double shot of The Who on our block party weekend. I'm Mike Hotailing. We're in the middle of a long set of classic rock. Got a call from Barry in Gilderland. I just love our listeners. They are smart as hell. Barry called to remind me there was another current Beatles Who connection, namely Zach Starkey, Ringo Starr's son. Yeah, he's going to be the drummer on The Who's Quadrophenia Tour this summer. That's right. The Who's going out on tour. They're going to feature Quadrophenia and then an encore of their greatest hits. And yes, you're right. You're right, Barry. Zach Starkey plays the drums on the Who tour. Another Beatles Who connection. See, we have the smartest listeners in the world here at Classic Rock 102.3. See, that's why you can listen to the other radio stations and they'll just be a jukebox. They'll just play the music. But, you know, we have smart listeners that pass along this information to you. And that's why I like working here so much. I'm Mike Hotailing. Okay, let's continue on with a long set of classic rock here on our block party weekend. Classic Rock 102.3. It's the Bitch song. Yeah, the Bitch is back. Elton John from the Caribou Disc. It's a double shot of Elton John on our double shot weekend. And I was reading here that Elton John last year earned, this is 1996 now, $21 million in 1996 alone. Yeah, now Elton just recently turned 50 years old. I hope someday when I'm 50 years old, I can earn $21 million in 1 year. Hell, I'd like to earn $21 million in a lifetime. But anyway, it's a block party weekend. I'm Mike Hotailing. This is Classic Rock 102.3. And coming up tonight at 9 o'clock, of course, is Friday Night Live. And that means, well, hey, we play a live concert for you at 9 p.m. tonight. And tonight, sit back and enjoy some live Yes right here at Classic Rock 102.3.
Saturday, May 10th.
Cavalier. Genuine Chevrolet. The cars more Americans trust. Maintenance needs may vary with use and driving conditions.
Hi, I'm Johnny Van Zandt.
And Gary Rossington.
Huey Thomason here.
And Ricky Medlock from Lynyrd Skynyrd. And you're listening to Mike Hotailing on Classic Rock 102.3.
Classic Rock. 102.3. That's a yes. Some live yes. As a matter of fact, that was recorded live in St. Louis Obispo, California. I hope I pronounced that city right because I've never been to California. But back in 1996, they recorded that show live at St. Louis Obispo, California. And what we heard is Starship Trooper, Roundabout, Awaken, Onward, America, the revealing... what is this now? The Revealing Science of God, okay, and Siberian something or other that I just cannot pronounce. But it's some live yes. And, well, that's it for Friday Night Live. Hope you enjoyed it. I'm Mike Hotailing, and I'm here till midnight, so let's get back on to our Block Party Weekend. This is what we do every weekend, is we play double shots of your favorite classic rock and roll. And what I'm going to do now is open up the request lines between now and midnight, 476-1023. If you're hanging out, partying, doing the house thing, if you're out in the car, you can pick up the car phone and give me a call. And we'll put a block together for you, and let's get on with it. Here's some David Bowie, Classic Rock 102.3. Classic Rock 102.3. It's David Bowie, a double shot from David Bowie on our Block Party Weekend. That's Genie. Before that, we did the Golden Years, which David Bowie's certainly swooping into. He turned 50 this year. Who would have thunk it? Who would have believed that David Bowie would be like 50 years old now? Well, anyway, I'm Mike Hotailing, and, we got the request lines open here at 476-1023. It's a Block Party Weekend. You got a block of rock you want to hear, and you pick up the phone and give me a call. Because what we do is we play double shots, put them together, and we call them a block, and we, throw them out at you all weekend long. And we're the co-sponsors of the big Uncle Sam Blues Jam here at Classic Rock 102.3, so listen up.
Saturday, May 10th, Metroland.
Classic Rock 102.3, there's Mr. Happy-Go-Lucky, John Mellencamp, who's going to be hitting Saratoga Performing Arts Center along with Amanda Marshall Sunday, June 22nd, 8 p.m. Now, here's the ticket information for you as far as prices go. The best amphitheater seats, $40. The other amphitheater seats are $35. And then if you want to be one with nature and sit out in the grass on the lawn, the tickets are $20. It's John Mellencamp and Amanda Marshall at Saratoga Performing Arts Center Sunday, June 22nd. Okay, 8 p.m. is showtime, and I'm Mike Hotailing, and we're going to kick off another long set of classic rock here on a Block Party Weekend right around the corner. You got a block of rock and roll you want to hear, give me a call here at 476-1023, and we'll set you up.
This month.
Classic Rock 102.3. It's two from the Stones, a double shot of Stones on our Block Party Weekend. We heard Bitch, and then before then, Happy. So I guess if you put it together, it makes it a Happy Bitch set. Yes, it's a... Anyway, I'm Mike Hotailing, and we're in the middle of a long set of classic rock here. It is a Block Party Weekend, 476-1023. That's the number to reach me here. There's some big party happening out in Schenectady. They're all screaming and hollering in the background, and they wanted to hear AC/DC. Classic Rock 102.3.
Oi, oi. Dog's moving in.
Classic Rock 102.3. Well, it wouldn't be a Friday night party without a little bad boy of rock and roll, George Thorogood stuff, Moving On Over and Bad to the Bone. Double shot of Thorogood on our Block Party Weekend. I'm Mike Hotailing. Classic Rock 102.3, it's Jimi Hendrix, Purple Haze for Schenectady, and also Crosstown Traffic. Yeah, it was a double shot at Jimi Hendrix on our Block Party Weekend. I'm Mike Hotailing. Hot rumor out that Deep Purple is back in the studio recording a brand new studio album. And the reason why I bring it up is the folks up in Troy wanted to hear a little Deep Purple, My Woman from Tokyo, Classic Rock 102.3. Classic Rock 102.3. We're going space trucking there with Deep Purple. It's a block of Deep Purple, double shot of Deep Purple, double shot weekend. I am Mike Hotailing. I'm out of here. But you can keep it right here for more double shots all night long here. We're going to keep this party rolling all night long. I'm going to be back tomorrow night, 7 p.m., filling in for Dan Biddle. Dan's taking a few weeks off, going on vacation, going to get some fun and sun and all that good stuff. So I'll be back tomorrow night, 7 p.m., right here on a block party weekend, Classic Rock 102.3.
Hi.
Classic Rock 102.3, it's Def Leppard, and we are going to take a break here from the Block Party weekend to do something we do every Saturday night. My name is Mike Hotailing. I'm filling in for Dan Biddle, who normally does this gig, but Dan's taking a few weeks off, going to try and go enjoy some sun and fun and go on vacation, except for the fact that it's pouring like hell out. Dan, you picked the wrong week for your vacation. Anyway, I'm Mike Hotailing, so Dan asked me to come in here and like hang out and do this high school confidential thing, which he basically explained to me is like if you went to high school in the 80s, or maybe went to like college in the 80s, all right, and you heard all this frightening music on rock radio, well, we're going to like kind of like blast you back to this frightening saga in rock music, but actually a lot of it was pretty good, you know? I mean, I DJed all throughout the 80s, and a lot of this stuff I liked. But anyway, the 80s, well, they were kind of like famous for like Ronald Reagan and his love of jelly beans, so jelly bean sales went through the roof. And of course, rock and roll was famous for putting lots of hairspray on and wearing spandex, so like the spandex and hairspray industry sold a lot of hairspray and a lot of spandex, no doubt. And we're going to open up the request lines here, as always, 476-1023. It's High School Confidential. And here's Night Ranger, Classic Rock 102.3. Classic Rock 102.3 from their 1982 disc, Creatures in the Night, it's Kiss. And I think they still had their makeup on in that disc, but I think it was the Lick It Up disc is where they removed the makeup. But they still use the hairspray. Yeah, it's High School Confidential here, Classic Rock 102.3. And I'm Mike Hotailing, 476-1023. That is the number here. And we're just digging out all this crazy stuff from the 80s. Why not? It's High School Confidential. Hey, Joan Jett and Lita Ford used to play together in a band called The Runaways. And then they kind of like split up and went their separate ways. Lita Ford, she hooked up with Ozzy Osbourne and had that big hit there in the 80s. But Joan Jett went on to have a huge, huge career in the 80s. And here's the one that kind of broke the ground for it's I Love Rock and Roll. It's High School Confidential on Classic Rock 102.3. Classic Rock 102.3, High School Confidential. And the request lines are open here at 476-1023. Got some Twisted Sister for Nassau on the way. Oh, let's see, we'll do some Queensryche for Del Mar. And, Quiet Riot for Albany. And if you want to add some, like, really 80s kind of hairspray-ish stuff to it, hey, you can give me a call. I'm having a blast with this stuff. I haven't heard this stuff since, like, it came out in the 80s. Here we go. I got a call from Clifton Park wanting to hear some Motley Crue. And, of course, Motley Crue, where are they today? Nowhere. But I guess it pays to be an ex-member of Motley Crue, though, because you get to, like, marry and do Pamela Anderson Lee, I guess, or Pamela Anderson. And, well, she became Pamela Anderson Lee, and then they broke up, and I think they're back together again, or I don't know. That's, like, on again, off again. Girls, 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 Classic Rock 102.3. Classic Rock 102.3 from the Appetite for Destruction disc. Guns N' Roses, welcome to the jungle on High School Confidential. And I'm Mike Hotailing, filling in for Dan Biddle for the next 3 weeks. Dan's on vacation. He asked me to come in, so I'm just blasting back to the 80s and having a lot of fun doing it. And you know, Dee Snider and Twisted Sister sold 8 million albums in the 80s and had two like really huge and particularly funny videos on MTV, if I remember right. But anyway, I got some Twisted Sister. Going to send this one out to Latham. We're not going to take it. Nope. Classic Rock 102.3. Yeah. Rock 102.3. There's a guy that pretty much epitomizes that era. Yeah, it's John Bon Jovi from New Jersey from the Slippery When Wet disc. You Give Love a Bad Name. And I guess that wraps it up for High School Confidential for another week. We do this every Saturday night from 7 to 8 p.m. We go back to, like, when you might have gone to high school, which is namely the 80s, and dig out all that scary hairspray stuff. And you know what's so funny about the era is whatever happened to it. You know, I mean, the 90s came along and it became grunge. It all sounds the same, you know, to me anyway. I mean, the groups like Nirvana and Pearl Jam and stuff, they just, it's loud guitar, it's loud vocals, it's that crunch sound. What happened? Well, they cut their hair, they got rid of the hairspray, and they slapped flannel shirts on. And the kids said, hey, this is cool. it's rock and roll, you know? It's not just the music, it's the image that goes with it, I guess. You know, you got to package it all together, right? So in the 80s, it was hairspray. In the 90s, it's a flannel shirt and a goatee. But it's all great, loud rock and roll. But it's High School Confidential. I'm Mike Hotaling. And we're going to get back to the Block Party Weekend right around the corner here. That's where we play double shots of your favorite rock and roll. Of course, it's Saturday night, so it's the all-request Saturday night on our Block Party Weekend. So if you got a double shot in mind, if you're having a party tonight and you want to hear two great rock and roll songs back-to-back by the same artist, then pick up the phone and give me a call here at 476-1023.
Hi, I'm Ryan Patrick.
Classic Rock 102.3, it's the Stones, a block of the Stones, a double shot of the Stones on a Block Party Weekend. And I'm Mike Hotaling, filling in for Dan Biddle tonight. It's Saturday night, it's a Block Party Weekend. That means the request lines are wide open, 476-1023. You got a block you want to hear, you got to pick up the phone and call me if you're partying tonight, and hopefully you are because it's Saturday night. I'm just hoping you're doing it indoors because, man, it's raining like hell here in Albany. I don't know if it is where you are, but anyway, well, they said it's raining in Del Mar, too, and they wanted to hear Zeppelin. Block Party Weekend, Classic Rock 102.3. Classic Rock 102.3 from Diamond Dogs. It's David Bowie and a block of David Bowie, a double shot of David Bowie for Albany. 476-1023, that's the number. It's the Saturday Night All Request Show. It's a Block Party Weekend, so that means you got to call up and ask for a double shot. Instead of asking for a single song, you call me and ask for a double shot from somebody, and I'll see if I can't set you up. I'm Mike Hotaling, and we're in the middle of a long set of classic rock. Hey, there's a treat for longtime Rush fans. That's right, their current album, Atlantic Records, is going to be putting out a live album real soon. That was recorded last year. And then the band's former label, which is Mercury Records, has re-released the band's first six albums and remixed them and made them sound even better. So isn't that cool? And I got a call for some Rush. Going to take care of my friends up in Troy on a Block Party Weekend, Classic Rock 102.3. Rock 102.3, taking care of the gang out in Steventown who wanted to hear a double shot of ZZ Top on our Block Party Weekend. That's what it's all about. I'm Mike Hotaling. We're in the middle of a long set of classic rock. Speaking of ZZ Top, rumors hot and heavy, they're coming to Saratoga on the 26th of August. Hasn't been confirmed by the gang up at SPAC yet, but it's a pretty decent rumor. And let's just leave it at that. You know, we'll leave it there. Yeah, all right, I'm Mike Hotaling, and we got a call from the party over in Scotia. And what a party it was. They were screaming and hollering in the background and everything. And they wanted to hear some AC/DC, including the one Big Balls, which, of course, is about ballrooms and ballroom dancing and not anatomy. Yeah, right. Classic Rock 102.3. Nassau. Couple from Eric Clapton. That one's After Midnight, and before that we did him, did Eric Back in the Cream Days. And, well, I'm Mike Hotaling, and that wraps up a super extra long set of classic rock here on a Block Party Weekend here, Classic Rock 102.3. Speaking of Eric Clapton, he's going to be helping an old buddy of his, Paul Rogers of Bad Company. Yeah, Paul Rodgers got a new album coming out, and Eric's going to be over in Europe helping Paul Rodgers, not with the new album, but he's going to be playing in an all-star concert that'll launch the album sometime in June. All right, we got another long set of classic rock on the way here for you, and the request lines are open, 476-1023. My name is Mike. I'm here to help you tonight as we put as we put blocks of your favorite rock and roll, in other words, double shots, together. So give me a call. We'll set you up. Classic Rock 102.3. There's a couple from Queen on our block party weekend. That one was from the Jazz album, which if you have the vinyl of the, the vinyl version of the Jazz album, the poster in there is incredible. Yeah, it's a poster of a whole bunch of naked girls riding bicycles. Yeah, I love that poster. I don't know why. Okay, I'm Mike O'Tailing, and we're in the middle of this, like, really long set of classic rock. It's a block party weekend. We play double shots by your request here. It's a Saturday night all request party, so pick up the phone and give me a call. I heard from, who was it? Somebody in Schenectady. Yeah, well, it wouldn't be like an all request block party Saturday night weekend kind of thing without hearing from the Deadhead contingency. And this girl from Schenectady gave me a call. Want to hear a double shot of the Grateful Dead, so let's do it. Let's go riding that train high on cocaine with Casey Jones. Classic Rock 102.3. Classic Rock 102.3, a little Texas radio with a big beat. It's The Doors, Jim Morrison and company. Double shot of The Doors on a block party weekend. And I'm Mike Hotelling here filling in for Dan Biddle on a Saturday night all request block party weekend kind of thing here. I got a call from the folks. By the way, The Doors went out to Rotterdam. And I got a call from the gang in Latham. And they told me they've gone out and bought their U2 Popmart, concert caravan tickets over at Music Shack. Hey, we're happy to hear it. And they also called. They wanted to hear a little U2, and I got a great story to go with it. Speaking of that big Pop Mart tour that we have the concert caravan going to, the Pop Mart tour, the U.S. leg, kicked off Friday, April 25th in Las Vegas, and they played Sam Boyd Stadium there. And what they had at the show was a set of 14 extremely bright white spotlights, and they were beaming them into the sky over the stadium. Well, you'll never guess what happened. The Las Vegas police were getting phone calls from little old ladies and men out there saying, "Oh my God, there's UFOs flying around in the air." I'm dead serious about that. Yeah, the Klingons are attacking Las Vegas. No, actually, the Klingons live in Las Vegas. Here is you two. Classic Rock 102.3.
Johnny Van Zandt
and Gary Rossington.
Huey Thomas in here.
And Ricky Medlock from Lynyrd Skynyrd, and you're listening to Mike Hotailing on Classic Rock
102.3. It's Lynyrd Skynyrd for Troy, and That Smell, which is the anti-drug classic from the band, and also What's Your Name There, Little Girl, both of them from Street Survivors. And I'm Mike Hotailing. It's a block party weekend. We play double shots of your favorite rock and roll all weekend long, and it's Saturday night, which means it's by your request, 476-1023. We're going to kick off another long set of classic rock on the way, but you got to call me and help me out here.
Saturday, May 10th.
Classic Rock 102.3, a double shot of Neil Young on our block party weekend, and I'm Mike Hotailing, and we're in the middle of a long set of classic rock here. You know, Crosby, Stills, and Nash are booked to play Kent State University tomorrow, Sunday, May 4th, It's the annual commemoration of the 1990 shooting deaths of four students by the National Guard at Kent State University. And there's all kinds of rumors flying around that Neil Young himself may very well jump on stage and join his old bandmates for the song Ohio, which Neil Young wrote. That'll be really cool. All right. Request lines open, 476-1023. Got a double shot you want to hear? Well, you got to give me a call. Okay, hey, that's how it works. Like the gang in Gilderland wanted to hear a little Diamond Dave and Van Halen. Classic Rock 102.3. Classic Rock 102.3 taking care of Altamont tonight with a double shot of The Who on our block party weekend. And The Who's theme of their tour this summer is Quadrophenia. And then they're going to come out and do an encore of their greatest hits. And Zach Starkey, Ringo Starr's son, yeah, Zach Starkey, little Zach, is the drummer on the Who tour this summer. I'm Mike Hotailing. We're in the middle of a long set of classic rock, and I got my request sheet out here, and let's take a look here. Lots of calls for the Nuge tonight, so let me make sure I cover everybody here. Got going to take care of Albany, Bennington, Vermont, Saratoga, and North Greenbush, and anybody else that wanted to hear the Nuge. And speaking of Ted Nugent, he's got his own radio show in Detroit now. I wonder if he, like, plays his own records on his own radio show, but... Classic Rock 102.3. All right, Classic Rock 102.3, double shot of the Beatles here on our block party weekend, and I'm Mike Hotailing, and we're still, like, right in the middle of this really super extra long set of classic rock, and I got a call from the gang in East Greenbush. They wanted to hear some Kiss, and why aren't I surprised? They call me Wednesday night on a Wednesday night request show, too, so. All right, I'll humor them. Double shot of Kiss. The Block Party Weekend, Classic Rock 102.3. Classic Rock 102.3 for the loyal legion of East Greenbush Kiss fans. There's a double shot of Kiss. Here's Lick It Up. That was the first album where they took the paint off. And of course now they've come, you know, they've come full circle and like put the paint back on. And they've been out on tour and out on tour and oh, you know, they did something really cool in North Dakota. You know those big floods that you know that happened up there. You know everybody got wiped out up there in Fargo, North Dakota. Well, Kiss and Grand Forks, North Dakota, I think was the other city that got wiped out. Well, Kiss did a couple of recent concerts there, and they made up special T-shirts to sell to their fans at $22.50, and all the proceeds from the T-shirt sales went to help these people like rebuild their houses and get out of that big flood jam they had up there. So that was really cool of them. I'm Mike Hotailing, and this is a block party weekend. It's the All Request Saturday night. I'm filling in for Dan Biddle for the next few weeks. Dan's out on vacation, taking the wife and kids off to, I don't know, some tropical island somewhere or something. So we wish him the best, especially seeing that we're having a really nasty, rainy, ugly-looking Saturday here. 476-1023 is the number to reach me here, and we'll set you up with a double shot here on our block party weekend, and we got another long set on the way. Hey, Blues Harmonica. Rock 102.3, it's Led Zeppelin for East Greenbush, and we heard Good Times, Bad Times from their first, and The Immigrant Song from their third, and I'm Mike Hotailing. We got a long set of classic rock going here on a block party weekend as we take care of Clifton Park with some Tull. Classic Rock 102.3. Classic Rock 102.3 for Scaticoke. It's The Stones, and I'm Mike Hotailing, and we're continuing on with this long set of classic rock. Double shots here on a block party weekend. 476-1023 is the number, and I got a call from Watervliet. They were like, hey, Mike, where's the Cars? Well, they're right here on your radio. Classic Rock 102.3. Classic Rock 102.3, it's Pink Floyd, and it's a block of Pink Floyd, double shot of Pink Floyd. Block party weekend, I'm Mike Hotailing. Well, I'm out of here. I'll be back early tomorrow morning around 7:30 or so for the environmental show Earth Speak. But if you're not up that early, then I'll see you again tomorrow afternoon at 3 right here.